This is Ozarks at Large. Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville continues a busy October stretch over the next several days. Tonight, Amy Grant performs a concert to benefit the Salvation Army beginning at 7:30. Then this weekend, the stages inside will include jazz, chamber music, and more as the first ever 10x10 series begins at Walton Arts Center. Jody Beznoska, the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, says the 10x10 series, a low-price, high-talent set of performances, has been in the planning and promotion stages for a while.
And now finally we get to see whether it works. We get to see what the crowd will look like on Friday and Saturday night for our first two concerts. And we get to experiment and play with what are those evenings going to be like. We've said from the very beginning that we don't want them to be just another performance. We want them to be something special with a lot of opportunities to learn more about the artists and connect to your friends and your family and the other people who are in the audience. And I think they're going to be awesome. We've finally gotten the details hammered out. So on Friday night for our 8 o'clock show, and this is with the Lincoln Center Chamber Orchestra, we will have a pre-show conversation with our president and CEO, Peter Lane. And he will be there with members of the company, and they will talk about their world and this, you know, what it's like to be members of the premier chamber orchestra ensemble at the Lincoln Center. What is, you know, they're going to talk about the pieces that they're going to play that evening. It's all quintet music, either viola or clarinet. And I just think it's going to be amazing. And that's just going to be the beginning. So it's fantastic.
What time does that conversation
start?
That
starts at 7.
Okay.
And that will be in McBride's studio. It's open to anyone, really. We hope that if you come to the conversation, you'll come to see the concert.
I think it would be hard for someone to come to the conversation, hear it, and then know that for just $10, they could walk over and see these people perform.
Exactly. And so then after the show, we will have what we're calling the post-show cafe. We'll have a DJ in the lobby spinning as you walk out of the theater, and there will be staff members and experts, chamber music experts, and people from the local community who know about music, wandering around with badges on and saying, ask me about chamber music.
Oh, that's great.
And so we're hoping to have a conversation. You know, people can stay and grab a drink. We'll have happy hour style pricing on our drinks and beverages and food.
Sort of an after-concert salon.
Absolutely.
Where you can talk to different people about.
Absolutely. One of the things we find with great performances like this is people don't want to leave.
Part of the idea here is not just to make these affordable, because the reason they're 10x10, it's 10 different performances where most tickets are $10. It kind of breaks down that barrier between the stage and the seats.
Absolutely.
It makes it much more accessible.
Absolutely. And not just from a price perspective, which is what you just said. The key to 10x10 for us, for Walton Arts Center, is that chamber music. When you say chamber music, people have conceptions in their head of what that means. And for some people, that's very exciting. For other people, frankly, that might be considered really boring, you know. But we want, or it might be considered something that, well, yeah, I should go see that, but I'm not going to do it if it's expensive. But we really want to break down that box, like that barrier, like you said. And we want to make sure that your experience at this concert is something special, that it's not just a passive thing where you sit in the crowd and dutifully listen to the music and then go home and say, oh, that was lovely. No, we want you to be able to have a chance to explore things. Why did you like that? Why didn't you like that? How do you articulate the fact that you absolutely hated that particular musical piece? You know, or how do you have a discussion with someone who loved it? You know, those are the kinds of conversations that art is supposed to spark. And really, that's when we get excited.
So that's the first of
10x10. That's only the first one.
And the second one is right on the heels.
Right on the heels of that comes on Saturday night. And that is Omara Portuandu. She is a Cuban singer, Cuban vocalist. She is a legend. She's been on the Cuban music scene for 60 years. And what's interesting about this one is we may not have as much access to her in this case because she's celebrating her 80th birthday. And she travels with a band, so we'll be inviting the band to join us. But our pre-show conversation will be with local experts on Cuban music and on Cuban-American history. And you can see who those people are if you go to our website, waltonartscenter.org. They'll have a list of what they are. But that's going to be fascinating because the politics and the history behind Omara and her experiences as a Cuban artist really spark interesting dialogue and interesting conversations.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It really is.
To see her in Fayetteville.
It really is.
We had an interview yesterday on the show with Tierney Sutton.
Yeah.
Tierney Sutton Band, Grammy-nominated Tierney Sutton Band.
Absolutely.
Two
shows Friday night, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the Starlight Jazz Club, Starlight Music Club. If you happen to be at Tierney Sutton and you want to come join the party after Lincoln Center Chamber, go ahead, you know, do that. But no, Tierney Sutton is a fantastic musician. The sort of accolades that her band receives for their musicianship and their authenticity and their just commitment to absolutely great music is off the charts. I mean, everybody seems to really love this band. So we're looking forward to that, too. I mean, it's going to be a night full of really, really top-notch artists, but from the jazz spectrum all the way over to chamber music. So
all there in the same building.
In the same building.
Now, that's just this weekend.
Yes.
You've got a new show that tickets go on sale, and they're going to go fast.
That's correct. Randy Newman will go on sale tomorrow. That's Friday. And his performance isn't until January, but we think those are going to move pretty fast.
And what else in the next few days?
Well, on Monday at 7:30, we have the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. We'll be doing their concert. On Tuesday, we have Chris Isaak, the famous, you know, wonderful mm-hmm. musician. And then on Thursday, we're working with our friends at AETN, and they are presenting an a cappella group called Straight No Chaser, which they've rapidly become a hot commodity. And there's a few tickets left for Straight No Chaser. There's actually tickets left for all of the shows I just mentioned, but I would get them now because I think they're going fast.
All right, well, get some sleep. There's nothing Wednesday night, so.
No, that's recovery.
There you go.
I'm sure we're doing something that doesn't relate to a show that night, but man, this is how it's supposed to be. This is fun. And it's fall, things are rolling, and I should mention that October is Arts and Humanities Month, along with lots of other months. It seems like October has lots of associations, but it's a great time to go try a show that you might not otherwise try. Wherever that might be, whether it's at Walton Arts Center or a local venue or, you know, going to see your children do a show in their high school or listening to the university concerts or whatever. It's just a, you know, the arts exist and we work really hard to get people to enjoy it. And we really love to see support for it, especially in a busy month like October. So whatever you can do to get out there and support the arts, now's a great time to do it.
Jody, thanks as always.
Thank you, Kyle.
Jody Beznoska is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. For more information, waltonartscenter.org.